Op dit moment zijn we in Margate, althans in de buurt ervan. En we zijn in het Percy Power Cotton Museum. Power Cotton Museum. En daar gaan we zo meteen met Chris even naartoe.
Okay, Major Percy Powell Cotton was born in 1866 and died in 1940. He grew up in a house here called Queck's House, which is attached to the museum. And he was collecting animals between 1895 and 1939, mainly from Africa, because he went there 28 times. But when he started in the 1890s, he also went to Asia on a world trip. So we have some animals from India here, and some from Kashmir and Tibet. But most of the animals come from Africa in galleries 1, 2, and 3. And then we have 5 more galleries with some of the cultural things he brought back. I say some because over 40 years he brought back more than 60,000 items. So we have a lot in store and we just display a selection that we have room for. He wanted the public in Britain here to appreciate the animals and also the cultural things, so he brought back what he could, and he wanted to display the animals in natural surroundings, in dioramas, and he didn't want them just stuffed on all fours, he wanted them looking natural. So all the animals are on frames, which are posed how he wanted, whether they're drinking, grazing, climbing, fighting, doing what they would normally do. So the ears are twitched, etc., on some of the animals, just as they would in the wild.
People who want to know more, you have a website.
Yes, we have a website. If you go to Queck is the easiest way, Q-U-E-X. That comes from the person who built the first house, who was Dutch. His name was John Queck, Q-U-E-K-E. And it came to be known as Queck's House. This was 1415. And it came to be known as Queck's House, and it got to be spelt Q-U-E-X over time. That house was demolished in the late 1700s, and the current house here was built in 1808 to start, and was extended in 1887 by the Victorian family.
Kijk even op de site, je kunt ook altijd kijken op www.visitthanet.co.uk.